I've just got two or three short verses to read to you tonight. The first two are in the one of the most well-known chapters of the Bible, Luke's Gospel, and chapter 15. A section of the Bible that tells us about two sons, and I just want to read two verses about what they said. And here they are then. Luke 15 on page 1248 in my Bible. And the first verse that I want to read to you is in verse 18. The words of a man who left home and decided to come back. I will rise up and go to my father. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before thee. Now the second verse that I want to read to you is in the same chapter. It's from the son who stayed at home. And this is what he said. Verse 28. But he became angry and would not go in. And his father went out and besought him. The other verse I want to read is in John chapter 3. John's Gospel chapter 3. Page 1269. John's Gospel, chapter 3, and verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes on him may not perish, but have life eternal. Well, I want to welcome you to the Gospel tonight. Lovely to see everybody here. I've got a message to tell you that's good news. And there's not much of that around nowadays, is there? Look around in the world. Open the pages of a paper, listen to what people have to say. And good news is rare, but I've got good news for you tonight. I've got a Saviour to tell you about. And I want to tell you that this Saviour is able and willing to give you peace with God. As you probably realise, he's my Saviour too. I trusted him many years ago because I realised that I needed peace with God just as much as you do. And I found peace in my Saviour, and his name is Jesus, and I want to tell you about him. I want to tell you about him because he died for me on Calvary's cross to wash my sins away. But he's not in the grave now. My Saviour lives. And friend, he lives to save. And tonight I proclaim him to you. Because I know he can save you too. And because I love him. And I love to tell the gospel message. It's brought joy to my heart. And I know it'll bring joy to yours. And I tell you too with a urgency. Because you know one day soon, I'll have to meet God. And I don't know when that'll be. And nor do you. But every one of us is going to give an account of ourselves to God. And if it had to be today, how would you stand? Still in your sins, or as a forgiven sinner? And friend, I can tell you that tonight you have an opportunity, and you may never have another one, of having to do with the God with whom you will have to do. And if you leave it too long, you may have to meet him as a judge. But if you meet him tonight, you can meet him as a Saviour. These two persons. One man, one young man, who ran away from home and then returned. Another young man who stayed at home and thought he'd done everything right. And friend, those two men will have to do with God in the day to come. Now, where do you stand? Are you still in your sins? Or have you been forgiven? Do you know the God with whom you have to do? Because I tell you this, that when you meet him, you'll have no further opportunity The door of mercy, as we speak it in the gospel, is open tonight, and it's open wide. Whosoever will, let him come. God's way of salvation is open to the sinner tonight. Friend, will you come and enter in to this way of salvation? There is a way, you know, that seems right unto a man, but it says that the end thereof is the ways of death. And I fear for all those who haven't yet trusted in the Saviour. Because when in that day to come, you have to do with him and you're still in your sins, what will you say to justify yourself before God? You'll have nothing at all but to accept his wrath and condemnation in relation to your sins and spend an eternity without him, an eternity in hell. Friend, the solemnity of the gospel is such that you need to have to do with him. Now is the accepted time, and now is the day of salvation, and you delay at your peril. Why would you risk the possibility of a lost eternity when you're going to have to do with Christ today? When the Saviour of the world is available to a company of persons in the hall at Basildon tonight, and his heart is towards you, and salvation is available to you, and you can know what it is for that burden of sin to be completely lifted and to be completely as clear of sin as you could possibly be, so that you stand before God as righteous, forgiven, blessed, eternal hope and peace with the one with whom you have to do. And I commend this salvation to you. Well, how do you come into it? Well, here's how you come in. You lay hold of what God has done for you. He so loved the world that he gave. I know probably everybody in this hall knows that verse so well and can quote it as well as I can. But the fact is, what does it mean to your soul? What does it mean that Jesus has died? That Jesus came into this world, God's blessed Son, and laid down his life at Calvary's cross. He who knew no sin and had no need to die, but laid down his life there because of his love for you and me. That's the Saviour whom I proclaim to you. Friend, the gospel is proclaimed for your acceptance, that you might have to do with him as your Saviour and know what it is to have that peace that he himself provides. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. That's how much he loved you. That whosoever believeth on him might not perish, but have everlasting life. Friend, there is no alternative. Either you perish, or you have eternal life. You can have hope as to the future, or fear as to it. Men fear death, but the hope of the believer is beyond death. It's eternal. What God gives you is forever. It's yours, it's peace. It's hope of another world, a sure and certain hope. Oh, that we all might be able to say from our hearts, like the hymn writer, "Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine." Oh, that the Saviour might fill your heart tonight, that you might swing those heart's doors widely open and let him in, that the Saviour might fill your heart with joy and peace everlasting, that you might know what it is to have a link with a man who's glorified, who's been into death and broken death's power and come forth triumphant from the grave and has shed his precious blood that you might be saved. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus, you know. It's met every righteous requirement that stood between yourself and God. Every sin that you've ever committed can be washed away in his precious blood. God says, come now, let's reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be like crimson, they shall be as wool. Oh, the completeness of the work of God, you know. The one who suffered there at Calvary and declared, "It is finished. The work was done." For this, for your acceptance. And you know the scripture says that now is the accepted time. Now's the day of salvation. And I can't promise you that there will be a tomorrow for you. But I can promise you there's a Savior today. God is working in the hearts of men and women today. And all the sorrow and sadness that there is around. There's darkness on every hand. We hear of war and rumour of war. Not so much rumour nowadays, is it? Oh, friend, these things are real. They're becoming real. The awfulness of things in this world is becoming real. And the important thing is that you have a real link with your Saviour God. That you know what it is to trust in Him. That you've turned to Him in true repentance and faith in Christ and trusted Him, the man of His providing. Why, if you think you can come to God on your own terms, why do you think He gave His Son? Why do you think He delivered Him up upon Calvary's cross? If your sins could be washed away by things you might do, sure you know. You know the answer. There was only one way. And I tell you this from the verses of Scripture. There's only one way of salvation. There's only one name. One name. Given under heaven amongst men. By which you may be saved. And it's the name of Jesus. I want to just ask you. Is the name of Jesus precious to your heart? It's not just learning a doctrine from the words of the Bible. It's not being able to quote John 3:16 or Psalm 23. It's in knowing Jesus personally. As your Savior. And I want to ask you right now, here where you're sitting this evening, I want you just to challenge your own heart. Is Jesus precious to me? If He isn't, I would raise a question. You know the truth. You've been to Gospels before. You've been to church. You've been to meetings. That's good. But have you found the Savior? Have you found the one who loved you and gave Himself for you? Have you known what it is to have your sins forgiven? Washed completely away so that they're gone from before the sight of God forever. You think if God called you up tonight and you had to do with Him face to face and all those sins that you keep remembering, they keep coming to mind. If you stand in your sins before a holy God, what are you going to say? Friend, I tell you this. You can quote a scripture, if you will. There is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Mm-hmm. See, it comes back to the person. It's Jesus. Your Savior. Is that what He is? And if He is your Savior, when you come to God, when He calls you to Himself, you can point to the atoning blood and say, that made my peace with God. That washed my sins away. That cleansed me. That brought me into the joy of eternal salvation. And I'm trusting in Him. And then you can point to the promise too. In the scripture, that their sins and their iniquities I will remember no more forever. How about that? We find it hard, don't we, to remember, to forget our own sins. And sometimes when people offend us, we find it very hard to forget that too. But there's one who's forgiven, who's prepared to forget. That might be hard for God to, for you to do, but God has promised that's what he will do. That's what he has done through the precious blood of Jesus. He's dealt with everything. And no matter how young you are or how old you are, you need that Saviour, and there is none other. And I proclaim him tonight because I found him to be a wonderful Saviour. And I trust him for everything. And I look forward to the day when I shall see him. I shall see him face to face. I shall know what it is to be with him and to be like him. I shall enjoy his presence, because then there will be no conflicts in my mind. There will be no doubts and fears. They'll all be dispelled in the glory and the greatness of the one with whom I shall spend eternity. Dear sinner, tonight you can come too. Why won't you join me? There's a day that's coming, you know, when there'll be an archangel's voice and trump of God. A day coming when Christ himself will come for everyone that loves him. The solemn thing is, it's the day when mercy's door will close and the gospel no more will be preached. And you'll come to a room like this and you'll find there'll be no gospel on a Sunday evening. Nobody to open the door, to let you in, to hear the message again. And it'll suddenly dawn on you that the preacher was talking the truth after all. Friend, won't you believe? Won't you open your heart to the message tonight and realize that the God who loves you is speaking to your soul and he may never speak again? Do you not realize that this is a matter of life and death, and you have to do with the God of eternity who knows you inside out? He knows every sin. He knows every fault and every failing. But he says, even though I know all about you, I gave my son for you because I love you and I want to save you tonight. Friend, I know many of you have heard the gospel before, but if you ever come to Christ, look, he may never speak again. You may never hear this message again. Quite possibly. What are you going to do with it tonight? What are you going to do with Jesus, who is called Christ? That was the message that was declared, you know, at his false trial. What then shall I do with Jesus? I repeat that call. What will you do with Jesus, who is called Christ? What will you do with him tonight? Friend, you need to come to Christ just as you are. That hymn says, doesn't it? Just as I am. Without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me. And that thou bidst me come to thee. And then what? Can you say those last words of that verse? O Lamb of God, I come. I come. It's got to be individual, you know. Just because you've been born into a Christian home, if you have been, doesn't mean that you're saved. Thank God for Christian parents. But that doesn't secure your salvation. No, you must have that transaction with him if you can know what it is to spend eternity with him. Will it be heaven? Or will it be hell? Tonight's your opportunity to make sure about it. To lay hold of eternal life for yourself. This man in Luke 15, and I've almost finished. He says, I will rise up and go. And I will say to him, Father, I have sinned. prepared to do that? It's the way of salvation. But the solemn thing is that the other son, who thought he'd done everything right, I remind you again that this is what he said. He became angry and he would not go in. His father went out and besought him. Friend, the love of God is still towards you. Please don't be like this second son. The door of mercy and grace is open to you personally. And you can come in tonight, blessing to God's salvation, just by trusting in Christ. You can know what it is to have peace with God. And know that whatever the future holds, your home is heaven. And you'll be eternally with the one who gave his life for you at Calvary. And I commend these words to you. But I would say to you, don't put it off. Don't wait till tomorrow. It's easy, isn't it, to do that? Easy to wait. Easy to say, I'll think it over. I won't forget your words, preacher. No, I'll think about it. Oh, it's fatal. Forget my words, if you will. But remember this. The God who loves you has provided a saviour, and it's for your acceptance. And I would say, come to Christ tonight. It'll be the most wonderful thing you've ever done. It'll give you peace and joy that surpasses anything you've ever experienced. It'll bring into your heart the knowledge of the one with whom you'll live eternally, who's forgiven you and blessed you. And now he wants to bring you into the peace of it, into the depth of your own soul, so that you personally have that blessed assurance that if he should come tonight, it won't be too early for you. You'll come. You'll be taken. You'll be secured to be in his presence forever. Well, may God bless the work.
Amen. Amen.